So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved.
Deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive.
Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Hello, Deep Divers. Thank you very much for joining me for another episode of the Deep Dive Musing series, where we dive deep into my head. Let's just talk about stuff that's present in my life and continue to hope that there's value in it for others. And the secret to that value, by the way, is simply in recognizing that the exact experience that I may be going through or analyzing in my own life is my experience. And I believe that you can gain valuable lessons by examining how people deal with and look at and interpret different situations and then run it through the filter of what your truth is and what feels good for you. And it doesn't have to be an exact copy and it doesn't have to be the exact situation, but we can find the similarities where things actually line up. And so that's a big part of what I wanted to do today is make it really easy, make it really easy to find where those underlying connection points are. And so in this episode, I'm just going to break down my lessons from my spiritual awakening into three steps that ultimately let me turn my life around in so many ways. And before I dive into that, I just want to let all of you know that it's a huge help to the show and to me personally, if you're liking it, that you share it, you let loved ones know about it. I love seeing the people posting it on their Instagram stories, tag me in it, and I can definitely acknowledge and reshare. And then leaving a review. Please leave a review on iTunes and help the algorithm of the show being found. I really appreciate you for doing that. Now, as far as what I want to speak about today, I went through the most difficult year of my life up until that point, about 5 years ago, and everything seemed to be breaking down. I seemed to be attracting all kinds of events that made life get harder and harder. I had a manager, a talent manager, who was literally verbally abusive to me, and had me print out my bank account statement and give him every dollar I had in order to get out of the contract. So after years of struggling as an actor in Los Angeles, I was at a literal zero financially, starting over. My iPhone got stolen. I had all these career things happening. I had a car accident. Someone ran a stop sign, hit me. I had to get hip surgery eventually, but it was misdiagnosed. So literally I'm limping around with, they told me I was fine. I had migraines, but I was still going to work because I needed the money because I had none. And then a week to the day later, I walk out to see the rental car that I had that had been hit and run on the side of the road and just demolished. And my brain broke. I had one of those moments where in movies where the character's just staring straight ahead and all the sound is just like wah, wah, wah. It was one of those. And through that experience, I had my first lesson, and this is lesson number one of how we can turn our life around. And it started in that moment when I humbled myself. I was humbled. Because I recognized for the first time, I admitted to myself for the first time that I had really no idea what I was doing. Up until that point, I had thought, oh, I have this life thing figured out. I'll be successful at whatever I want to do. I know how this all works. And all the evidence said otherwise. I wasn't being successful at what I was putting all of my energy into based on what I was considering success. I wasn't finding happiness and fulfillment the way that I thought I would. And I didn't know where to turn. And so it was in that humbling that the armor cracked. And in the cracks, that's where the light gets in. And so I suddenly had a willingness to entertain ideas that I previously couldn't even see. I was open to try anything. I was so desperate. And so in that humbling of ourselves, when we say, I don't actually know, what we are doing simultaneously to saying, I don't know, we are unlocking new potentials. Because when we say we know, our brain is working to reinforce that belief, right? And so your brain is going to actually filter out any evidence of the contrary to what you believe. And so here we are saying, I don't know. Maybe there's a way to living life that just is different than I have ever tried, and I'm open to it now. That was the first step. And so what did I do? I called the only spiritual friend that I had at the time. The only person I knew who meditated or believed in any of this energy is everything and frequencies and all that stuff. And I called him up and I said, hey, I need help. I am going through the most intense period. It feels like there's a rain cloud over me everywhere I'm walking through quicksand, and I could use help. And that's the second lesson, asking for help. The moment we say that we don't know, then the journey becomes finding someone who does, or we think does, and seeking help, seeking assistance, seeking support. And the amazing thing is that all of that is now available on the internet. And if you don't have access to the internet, I'm not sure how you're listening to this. And if you don't have access to the internet, you still have a library. You can go to the library, check out some books. And so there's so much information available to us about how we can get help and support in new ways of thinking. What you're doing right now is receiving support in your thinking, your awareness, possibly in giving you the tools to do the third step. If the second step is asking for help, seeking out support, then that third step is taking action. And this one's key. They're all key, right? But this is the one that will lead to the most direct translation. This is the final step. What's the action you're taking to now create the reality you want to be living? So I called him. That was some action, but I'm going to categorize that as seeking support. And I sought it with him. And he said, I know what you need to do. You need to speak with this spiritual intuitive, this psychic. That before, this is something that I totally would have written off, but I was, again, humbled to thinking, okay, I'm open to try something new. This is the person I went to seek help from, and he gave me a suggestion. And so now it becomes that third step. Am I going to take action? So many times people reach out to me in person. A lot of times, people who know me personally and say, hey, this is what's happening. And I give them my perspective. And then a month later, they're in a similar spot. I go, oh, did you do any of the things that we talked about? I said, no. Huh. Okay. Well, I'm not surprised things haven't changed. So in your own life, you can look at these three steps, because these three steps completely changed my life. They created the opening for new information. The new information gave me new awareness, which gave me new choices. And I chose to take different action, because if we want something we've never had, we get to do something we've never done. And so in your own life, are you operating from those three steps? If you want to see something change, have you gotten to the point where you can say, I don't have this figured out? And recognize that by not having it figured out, anything is possible. And from that space of infinite possibility, have you sought out support? Have you asked for help? Have you gone and checked out the library books, or watched the YouTube videos, or listened to the podcasts that give you the new awareness? And if you're doing those things, then the final question is, great, with your new awareness, are you making different choices? Are you choosing to take action to create the life you want to be living? And so I was interviewed on a podcast today and this came up and I'd never broken it down into these three steps before. And this is me in real time. Literally, I'm sitting here with no shirt on and some workout pants because I was in the middle of getting ready to go to the gym because I really want to work out and move my body as an act of self-love. And as I was getting ready, I said, that piece, I want to record that piece and I want to get it out because there's someone right now who's going to listen to this and gain value and potentially change their life. And it will happen if these three steps are in place, if these key ingredients are there. And it could be you. If you choose it. So thank you. Thank you for being on the journey. Thank you for entertaining even the idea of creating your reality and empowering yourself in that way. By doing that, you serve as an example for everyone else. I want to remind you that always, in all ways, you are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.